Thetford Township is a sleepy-looking, low-crime community of about 7,000 people, retirees and farmers mostly. Even so, it has its own part-time police department. Township trustee Stan Picnic says the police chief seems to spend more time acquiring military surplus than anything else. He takes me over to the township's tiny police department building. There's a handwritten sign propped up against it. Our cops are awesome. Behind the building, a big pile of generators, a Humvee, a trailer, tractors, a pickup. Oh, and a 7-ton fork truck. Remember that fork truck. You'll hear more about it later.
This is only a minor amount, considering how much he received.
In 2012 alone, Thetford Township's police department acquired $1,300,000 worth of military surplus. Picnic began asking questions. Why would a tiny police department need so much stuff? Why was most of it farming equipment? Why was some of it being stored at nearby farms? He began making Freedom of Information Act requests that mostly got denied. Picnic says his fellow trustees supported the chief, so they didn't care. But in 2016, he got an ally when Gary Stevens was elected township supervisor. One day, the two men went to a farm that had what looked like a military trailer parked on it. They got permission from the farmer's girlfriend to look it over. Stevens says the next thing he knows, Police Chief Robert Kenny is handing him a citation for trespassing.
All three, the police chief, the property owner, and his girlfriend, lied about what happened there to get us served a citation.
The two men didn't back off. Supporters of the police chief began showing up to township meetings, yelling. Chief Kenny stops coming to the meetings. Around midnight one night, Stevens hears some rumbling on the road in front of his house. He doesn't think much of it until he looks out the window in the morning.
They parked it right in the middle of my driveway so I couldn't get out, and it's a 7-ton Terex fork truck.
And whoever it was took the batteries out. It took 7 hours for the towing company to move it. By this time, the Genesee County Sheriff was interested. Sheriffs raided the police department in April, hauling out box after box of materials, including 16 rifles. After this, Picnic and Stevens figure it's time to fire Robert Kenny, so they call a special meeting. Angry Kenny supporters show up.
Well, let's go.
But the other four trustees are no-shows. With no quorum, the meeting is canceled. Robert Kenny declined to talk about the situation with Michigan Radio, citing the open sheriff's investigation. But Kenny did tell TV station WEYI that it's a mountain out of a molehill, and Trustee Picnic and Supervisor Stevens have a hidden agenda. He blamed the township, too, for not having a policy requiring him to keep tabs on the surplus.
It's their job to enact policy. It's my job to follow it. And until they have a policy, you know, it's the blind leading the blind.
After 6 years of digging for answers, Trustee Stan Picnic hopes the Genesee County Sheriff's investigation sheds some light. He isn't buying his police chief's protestations of innocence.
What this has done is made a police department that has low ethical and moral standards criminals.
Picnic says Thetford Township's police department has been active in the military surplus program for 10 years. And in that 10 years, the department has officially sold only $4,900 worth of surplus. He wants to know, where's the rest of it? For Michigan Radio News, I'm Tracy Samilton.